Last thing I want to ask you about is mantle cell, and again, the kinds of questions that you get from docs in practice.
Mantle cell lymphoma is one of the more challenging lymphomas that we face. It is very sensitive to initial therapy. No matter what you give these patients of standard therapy, whether it's R-CHOP or hyper-CVAD or what have you, you get responses in about 90% of patients, and half of these are complete remissions. But for the most part, they're not durable, and these patients are incurable. One of the key issues is, what is the role of rituximab in these patients? We use R-CHOP. Because we use it in large cell, this is aggressive lymphoma, let's just use R-CHOP. There are a number of studies, randomized trials, that fail to show benefit from rituximab in the initial therapy of mantle cell lymphoma. There is a meta-analysis that was recently published which suggests benefit for rituximab in this setting, but if it takes a meta-analysis to show it, then you've got to question its true worth. In the relapse setting, the results are controversial. Some studies suggest benefit. Other studies don't show any benefit for rituximab. So the role of this drug, I mean, we tend to use it in everybody, but whether it is really benefiting everybody and who it is benefiting, we don't know. What the best frontline therapy? We don't know. We tend to use R-CHOP, knowing that it's not great treatment. Is hyper-CVAD better? Well, the data from MD Anderson suggested that this was an excellent regimen, although not well tolerated by patients over the age of 65. When the Southwest Oncology Group attempted to confirm these findings in a multicenter experience, these data were presented at ASH this past year and failed to generate the kind of results that had been seen at MD Anderson. So we don't really know what the best regimen is, particularly for older patients. Whether a bendamustine-like regimen will come to the fore, whether a Revlimid or a bortezomib-based regimen, we don't know. And in fact, there are several trials, one in each of the cooperative groups, trying to incorporate bortezomib into frontline therapy. In the CALGB, where I'm the lymphoma chair, we are doing a multi-agent aggressive regimen that contains rituximab and an autologous transplant, and then randomizing patients to either maintenance or consolidation bortezomib following all that treatment. Other groups are trying to incorporate the bortezomib as part of initial therapy. What the best strategy is unclear. Incorporating lenalidomide up front might be useful. In fact, we're considering that. As I mentioned, we're doing bortezomib, lenalidomide. Then we're going to look at an mTOR inhibitor plus lenalidomide. And if one of those looks particularly promising, we're going to move that up front. The same can be said for T-cell lymphomas, where CHOP is used all the time up front, but it is really unsatisfactory. And we're developing new regimens in the relapse setting with drugs like gemcitabine and bortezomib that, if they look reasonable, are going to be used right up front.